Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. The wait is finally over for Apple's new entry-level iPhone. The long-rumored device was often referred to as the iPhone 9 or iPhone SE 2, and it has been officially announced by Apple today and is just called the iPhone SE. The new iPhone SE retails from $399 and it comes in three colors and three different storage options. The specifications of the iPhone SE fall exactly in line with what we expected. It's powered by Apple's A13 Bionic processor, which is the same chip used in Apple's latest iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro. In terms of design, the new iPhone SE doesn't look like the original iPhone SE, but instead it's nearly identical to the iPhone 8. There's a 4.7-inch LCD screen with bezels along the top and the bottom, and a home button with Touch ID instead of Face ID. On the back is a single-lens camera setup, which includes a 12-megapixel sensor with 4K video recording at up to 60 frames per second. The front-facing camera also offers 1080p video recording at 30 frames per second with a 12-megapixel sensor. The front-facing camera is also capable of taking portrait mode selfies, which is especially notable since there's no Face ID sensor on the front, so Apple is using software to power the feature instead. The new iPhone SE also features stereo audio recording, as well as dual SIM card support like the iPhone XS and newer. There's also Wi-Fi 6 support like the latest flagship 11 iPhones. The new iPhone SE retails from $399 and comes in three colors and three storage options. The base $399 configuration gets you 64GB of storage, but you can upgrade to 128 for $449 and 256 for $549. Color options include space gray, product red, and silver, and iPhone SE cases are available in silicone, black, white, and pink sand, and leather, midnight blue, black, and red. And notably, Apple says that a portion of proceeds from the Product Red iPhone SE purchases will go directly to the Global Fund's newly established COVID-19 response, providing funding to countries in need of personal protective equipment, diagnostic treatments, lab equipment, and much more. The new iPhone SE will be available for pre-order starting this Friday, with the first orders arriving next Friday, April 24th. In Apple's iPhone lineup, the new iPhone SE takes the spot of the iPhone 8, but Apple has also discontinued the iPhone 8 Plus without a replacement. iOS 14 code has confirmed that Apple is planning a Plus version of the new iPhone SE, but we don't yet know when it will be released. So for right now, if you want a 5.5-inch iPhone with a home button design, you're out of luck. Apple's announcements don't stop with the new iPhone SE. The company has also announced that the Magic Keyboard with Trackpad for iPad Pro is now available to purchase, with the first orders arriving next week. This is ahead of schedule, with Apple having originally said Magic Keyboard orders would open sometime in May. The new Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro can be ordered on Apple.com now, and it's available in the Apple Store app in more than 30 countries and regions, including the United States. The first orders are slated to arrive as early as April 20th. As a quick refresher, the Magic Keyboard features a scissor switch keyboard paired with a trackpad, as well as a built-in USB-C port. Apple describes the new Magic Keyboard as having a floating design with smooth angle adjustment. It attaches magnetically to the back of the iPad Pro, and features a unique hinge design that allows it to float above the keyboard and be adjustable up to 130 degrees. And for the first time ever, the keyboard is backlit as well. And perhaps most notably, don't forget that the new Magic Keyboard is compatible with the 2018 and 2020 iPad Pro models. For 2018 iPad Pro users, there will just be a slightly larger camera cutout on the back, but everything will work perfectly. The 11-inch version of the Magic Keyboard goes for $299, while the 12.9-inch model goes for $349. For education shoppers, Apple is discounting things to $279 for the 11-inch and $329 for the 12.9-inch. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.